On May 16, 2003, suicide bombings in Casablanca, Morocco killed more than 40 and wounded 100. Morocco is somewhat surprisingly rarely affected by terrorism. This day in 2003 was an exception. Casablanca. The name itself suggests international intrigue and espionage. I don't know if you've ever seen the classic 1942 film starring Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman. I've seen it many, many times, or what you think of it, but I would imagine that it is framed how we see Morocco's largest city, which is, by the way, 7 times bigger than the capital city of Rabat. Morocco, too, may evoke images of spice, souks, which is Arabic for markets, and Middle Eastern sensuality. Yes, I know Morocco is nowhere near the true Middle East, but as a Muslim Arabic-speaking nation, there are similarities. I have not had the pleasure of visiting this country yet, but I have had occasions to speak with officials from that nation's security intelligence agencies. In sum, I found them to be competent. It is true that Morocco lives in a dangerous neighborhood. Algeria next door went through a horrendous terrorism campaign in the 1990s in which hundreds of thousands were killed. Note, not all at the hands of terrorists, during that state's dirty war. Looking south to Mauritania, jihadists are active there as well. Click here for the UK Foreign Office's latest travel advisory for Mauritania. Moving a little further afar, Libya is a hellhole and most of the Sahel is rife with Islamist terrorist organizations. Despite all this, Morocco has not seen many successful terrorist attacks. Some have been thwarted by the security services, however. On this day in 2003, the terrorists did carry out an attack. Suicide bombers linked to Al-Qaeda slit the throats of security guards before detonating their deadly load inside bars and restaurants in Casablanca, killing 41 and wounding 100. While most of the dead were Moroccan, at least 6 Europeans were killed, 2 Spaniards, 2 Italians, and 2 French. 10 days after the attacks, the Moroccan parliament hastily passed anti-terrorist legislation, introduced in 2002 following the discovery of AQ cells. Reactions of this kind are all too typical. Just look at how legislation developed in the United States after 9/11, not to mention the ill-considered term war on terrorism to describe counterterrorism efforts. Interestingly, Morocco continues to be immune-ish from its Islamist terrorism. I do come across the odd story in my daily scans of the news, but these tend to refer to arrests, not successful attacks. I'm not sure why this is so. Morocco remains a bit of an outlier. If it could bottle that, it would make a mint.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.